This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
It is always a joy to welcome Dr. Eve Rees with us, historian at La Trobe University, who has been able to dig up, unmask, unveil some of the monuments that were never built but perhaps should have been. We're heading back to the 30s and to Collins Street.
We are up to the Paris end of Collins Street, in fact, just near Exhibition, where from 1936 there was a bit of an icon known as Jonas's Fruit Shop, which was nestled at 89 Collins Street. From 1936, for about the next two decades, this Jonas Fruit Shop was an absolute destination for Melburnians. Now, you might think, you know, I mean, a fruit shop, how exciting is that? But, you know, you've got to remember that this is a time when Australia's food culture was not very exciting. And here was a fruit shop that was run by a family, the Jonas family of Russian immigrants, who imported the most extraordinary array of fruits and vegetables that you could see nowhere else in the city. And many, you know, many of them was the only place in Australia you could buy these things.
Like
you know,
they what? Sold.
Things that we take for granted today.
Eggplant, perhaps.
Yeah, so, well, they sold Chinese gooseberries, they sold prickly pears, they were the only place in Melbourne for years you could get Bowen mangoes. And one of their very popular foods was what was known then as the avocado pear. Today, more simply known as the avocado.
Wow, right back then they were smashing the avocados on Collins Street.
I know, and I actually found this fabulous avocado pear recipe that Jonas shared in the kind of the women's page of a Melbourne newspaper, just kind of because this was a sort of pretty exotic food. So he was trying to explain to readers how one eats the avocado pear. And so his recipe for it was that you scrape out the flesh of a tomato, you mix it with the flesh of a ripe avocado, you know, which seems fairly reasonable.
Yeah.
But then it gets a bit more interesting. Then you add cream.
Oh, yeah. I'm into this already.
And the final sort of cream on top, so to speak, was two shredded oysters that you mix in to the tomato, avocado and cream, a bit of salt and pepper. Jonas, who shared this recipe, said it was the food of the gods. So, you know, in one sense, he was introducing smashed avo to Melbourne back in 1951. And there's fabulous stories as well of, you know, this was not just a popular site with Melburnians, but actually it was a kind of bizarrely an international tourist destination. It was apparently well known that international visitors coming to Australia would flock to see the window displays at Jonas's Fruit Shop, where you could see fruits, exotic Australian fruits that, you know, were unavailable elsewhere. So it sort of became a symbol of Australian abundance, Australian exoticism. There was even one chap, apparently, a Melbourne man, who was greeting an English visitor straight off the boat. This is in the early 1950s. He picked him up at the docks. And before he even, you know, went home to have a shower or a meal, he said, look, we're going to Jonas's. We're going to check out the window displays. And when they got there, the local Melbourne man said, look, this is Australia right before you.